Matthew chapter 23. Then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, verse 2, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat." Verse 3. "Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do. But do not do according to their works, for they say and do not do." Verse 4. "For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Verse 5. "But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments." Verse 6. "They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues." Verse 7. "Greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi." Verse 8. "But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren." Verse 9. "Do not call anyone earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven." Verse 10. "And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ." Verse 11. "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." Verse 12. "And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Verse 13. "But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourself, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in." Verse 14. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour widows' houses, and for a pretense make long prayers. Therefore you will receive greater condemnation." Verse 15. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves." Verse 16. "Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the temple, it is nothing. Whoever swears by the gold of the temple, he is obliged to perform it." Verse 17. "Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gold or the temple that sanctifies the gold?" Verse 18. "And whoever swears by the altar, it is nothing. But whoever swears by the gift that is on it, he is obliged to perform it." Verse 19. "Fools and blind, for which is greater, the gift or the altar that sanctifies the gift?" Verse 20. "Therefore, he who swears by the altar swears by it and by all things on it." Verse 21. "He who swears by the temple swears by it and by him who dwells in it." Verse 22. "And he who swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by him who sits on it." Verse 23. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint, anise, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone." Verse 24. "Blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel." Verse 25. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence." Verse 26. "Blind Pharisees, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also." Verse 27. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness." Verse 28. "Even so, you outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness." Verse 29. "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, because you build the tombs of the prophets and adorn the monuments of the righteous. Verse 30. And say, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have been partakers with them in the blood of the prophets. Verse 31. Therefore you are witnesses against yourself that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Verse 32. Fill up, then, the measure of your father's guilt. Verse 33. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Verse 34. Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. Verse 35. That on you may come all the righteous blood shed on the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah and son of Barachiah, whom you murdered between the temple and the altar. Verse 36. Assuredly, I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. Verse 37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I've wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. Verse 38, see, your house is left to you desolate. Verse 39, for I say to you, you shall see me no more till you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.